Hello, everybody. It's John the Fantasy Horseman. Hopefully, everybody had a good weekend. Hopefully, everybody got a win. I won one out of three leagues, so it's better than nothing, I guess. I'm just going to go over some winners and losers of the week for week number nine, and maybe I'll just give you just my opinion on some of these players. Drew Brees, last night was pretty good. He got Michael Thomas back. That certainly, helped him. I think he had at least three touchdowns. He played pretty well against the matchup against Tom Brady. So he won that one. My next player, Josh Allen, finally had a good game after like maybe two or three duds. He had three passing touchdowns, and I believe he had a rushing touchdown. That was a pretty good game against the Seahawks yesterday. I'd say it's a pretty big win for the Bills as well. Next player, this A.J. Brown is as consistent as they come. I think he's had a touchdown in maybe four or five straight games. He is a money player. Definitely like A.J. Brown. Now, a quarterback that I've been watching, and I picked him up in one of my leagues, is Justin Herbert, San Diego Chargers. I believe he's playing pretty well, and he should be up for Rookie of the Year, definitely. His team doesn't win games, but they're close in every one of them, and he can run a little bit, and I think he threw at least two or three touchdowns yesterday. So definitely won Justin Herbert. And in my opinion now, the number one fantasy player in football, Dalvin Cook. I believe he scored a touchdown in every game he has played this year, and he had two yesterday and another 150 yards. So he would be in the top three next year in drafts, I would think. And I believe the player I'm mentioning now should still probably be number one. Christian McCaffrey is back off his injury, back to his old form. He had 20-plus points, I think a one rushing and a one receiving touchdown. So Christian McCaffrey is back. I don't think Mike Davis is going to be relevant anymore. So I wouldn't even bother. Definitely wouldn't bother playing him. And, Stephon Diggs, he did pretty well with Josh Allen. I think he had like 119 yards receiving. No touchdowns, but he had a lot of volume. And the one surprise of the week for me, a winner, was this Jake Luton on Jacksonville. He got the chemistry back with DJ Chark. And I believe he played pretty well. I think he should be starting next week, I would think. So those are some of my winners for the week. And here are a few of my losers for the week. First on the list, Tom Brady last night did not have a good game. I believe he had three interceptions, no touchdowns. He only scored 3 points. So not a good showing against the Saints on Sunday night, primetime game. Another player that I just can't figure out this year, Lamar Jackson. He's just not – definitely not as good as he was last year, even rushing-wise. Another player, DJ Moore. I think he didn't have that great game either yesterday. And here's another player that really surprised me. DeAndre Hopkins had a very, very bad game yesterday. I believe he only had two catches. But I guess you're going to have a bad game now and then. Next player, Derrick Henry. Surprisingly, did not rush for much. Didn't rush for much yardage, and I don't believe he had a touchdown or anything. So, I guess he's entitled to a bad game too. Ezekiel Elliott. He was on the injured list with the hamstring. And Pittsburgh's defense is pretty good, so I guess I'll give him. He just didn't. I don't think he had 20 yards receiving, 20 or 20 yards rushing. I don't even know if he had any receiving. Next player, CEH. I know he had a receiving touchdown, but the rushing yardage is not there. Le'Veon Bell, and they're both not really producing that great. I mean, I do have Patrick Mahomes in one of my leagues, so I hope they continue to keep passing. And my last player that I'm going to talk, Jonathan Taylor. He's another mystery. He had a touchdown, but he only had six carries again. So I don't believe that the Colts use him nearly enough. He should be a lot. He should be a lot better. I think he's a lot better player than what they're showing, or he's showing. So anyway, those are my winners and losers of the week. I know there's another game tonight, the Jets and Patriots, but I'm not really interested, to be honest. I'm not really interested in watching the game. I'll check for some stats because I do have P. Ryan on one of my teams, but I definitely wouldn't start him. We'll see what he does against the Patriots defense. So I'll just look for stats tomorrow. Like I said, hopefully everybody had a good weekend, a good Monday. And I guess I will talk to everybody possibly tomorrow. So enjoy the rest of your day and your evening. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.